everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 9th episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai Runaway Spike, which first aired on April 14th, 2012, written by Jill Donnellan, based on stories by Yasuko Kobayashi, and directed by Peter Salmon. Without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this, and we're going to do that here in 3, 2, 1... go! Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors defeated them with power symbols passed down from parent to child. Today, the evil Nylock have risen once again and plan to flood the earth. Luckily, a new generation of heroes stand in their way. They are the Power Rangers Samurai.
Ah, yuck! More medicine! I don't think Dayu will ever return.
Well, you did break her harmonium.
She deserved it!
No, but it was the only thing she cared about.
Silence! Get me some more medicine!
Master Zandrid, it seems you're still not feeling well.
Serrator, what do you want?
I want you to meet my newest protege, Duplicator.
Never heard of him.
That's all about to change. This Nylock will make history. He'll raise the Sanzu River higher than any before him.
Right. Everyone promises, but no one delivers.
Ha! Well, I will deliver. They've never seen the likes of me. I'm so cool, the humans won't know what hit him.
I bet this guy blows kisses at himself in the mirror.
The funny thing there is it looks like Serrator actually was laughing.
Come on, Spike. Training leads to gaining. That's it. Put your back into it.
He's actually got a drink in that cup.
No pain, no gain.
He's gonna drop bulk. He's actually doing a fairly good... There it is. Yeah, he's got to get stuff on him. He'd actually done a pretty good job of faking the strain.
Durant's overdue.
I guess we spent too much time training.
See, I thought they lived in a shed. How does the rent do on a shed? Well, you never know in whatever city this is. Ooh, Decker's back in the intro too. You know, that one part in the intro where the Red Ranger spins around and causes an explosion and then jumps out at us, I think that's an interesting edit, maybe, because I think the him spinning around and blowing up the Moogers is one scene, and then the other one's from last episode where he blows, hits the monster, and in the explosion he comes out with Kevin's Samurizer. I could be wrong. It's going to be hard to pay with hardware like that, though. Oh, this episode had an actual writer. You know, I never looked at the actual... that's just on me. You know, he's got pretty good handwriting. He's badly dubbing himself.
Fix my sword. I won't mind the wait. My urge to use it is overwhelming.
It's actually not bad, considering it's only half a sword. Considering what he's done in real life with the sword, it's kind of weird, actually.
Wow! Kind of early for a jog, huh?
You're a credit to the samurai life.
Hey, guys. Guess what? I brought you breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Great catch, Antonio.
The fish are really biting. There's more than
fish, fish, and fish and fish.
Isn't it too early for breakfast?
Breakfast for everyone.
Oh. Ooh, even Antonio is aware.
Me too.
Oh. Run off.
I'm on a diet.
A diet.
I just gotta go. No time. Got fish to catch.
Mentor?
I already ate.
Really? She doesn't put two and two together on that. Is he sleeping on Spike's pillow now? Yes, he is.
Samurai work together. Don't worry about the rent.
Thank you for the job, Mrs. Daggett. Your garden will be so perfect that you will win an award.
This is not going to go well, is it? Why did she go out there? And two, fired already? That's so quick. Stop spraying it at her.
You won't regret giving me this job, Mr. Escargo.
The job market there must be fantastic, because it's not that easy to get jobs that quickly anywhere. Cool car, though. Oh, yeah. Hey, where's the car? I mean, I see a tire.
You're fired.
Wow. Uh-oh. Think he was working with Professor Phenomenus? That'd be funny. Wow, how does he keep getting the jobs in the first place? That's kind of crazy.
How am I going to help Uncle Bolt now, huh?
Aww. Uh-oh. What's wrong? What's wrong? Oh, okay. That is a big sword. Does it have veins? Yeah, what up, G?
Scaring you all is child's play. You humans act more like chickens.
Nylock!
What?
Hey, leave them alone!
Go on, get out of here! Get up! Go on, get to safety!
That looked like a weird scene to start off with. Oh, he is that depressed. Oh, and he has a crush on her. Interesting.
And you're another Nylock looking for trouble.
I'm not just another Nylock. I'm Duplicator. I work for Serrator, and I'm the coolest and the best in the biz.
Yeah, but you got an upside down skull in your crotch, so.
What is he up to this time?
Let me handle Mr. Cool here. Time for me to cool your jets.
You're just jealous because I'm cool.
Number one, I like how Mike never learns. Also, didn't the duplicator guy have his sword upside down first? And then right side up when they did the close-up? Uh-oh, what's going on? Oh, is he like a ninja?
This guy's all over the place. But not for long. I might just split. Long enough for this. Hydro blow.
What was the need for the flip before slowly firing? Oh, he's a transformer. Okay.
He cloned himself?
They're mirror images.
This is the second time you've seen it. Why are you surprised?
Stay sharp. Vinsor, fire smasher.
Hey, which is the real one?
Probably the one you can't destroy that quickly.
All this and that guy still sitting there?
She's the only one that seems to notice or care.
Which one could he be? Let's just say adios to all of them. Up here. Ready or not. Rangers on the ground. You look pretty lost, but guess what I've found? I know who's the coolest guy around.
Not you.
Oh, yeah? You're finished. Not cool. I'm dried out.
Oh, too much time. Shame.
No way. He's gone?
Hey, guys, you can head back without me. I want to check on that guy over there. Okay, we'll see you back at the house.
You know, I just noticed the pink on her helmet's kind of cool. It's not just flat pink. It's more of a metallic thing. She's not even wearing metallic armor.
Are you okay? Tell me, I'm a good listener.
Let's see, Beavis or Butthead.
Okay, I said it. There you go. You happy?
Why do you think that?
Because I got fired from 3 jobs today. I mean, if I can't keep a normal job, how can I ever expect to be a samurai?
A samurai?
Yeah, I've, been training.
Well, I've heard that part of being a samurai...
Well, he really opens up to strangers.
No matter how hard things are, you keep going until you make it. You have to believe in yourself. I'm sure the right job is out there just waiting for you.
So now does he have a crush on her instead of the Pink Ranger without realizing it?
Wow, we took a beating. His mirror mojo was too much.
Hey, how's that guy? He said he wanted to be a samurai.
Huh?
I know, I was surprised too. I just told him that a true samurai never gives up.
So yeah, guys, get up and let's get back to work.
You know, after a battle like that,
subtle.
That's a good thing to remember.
There's gotta be a way to beat this guy.
All right, Spike. It's getting late. You're not home. I'm gonna look for you, little buddy.
With his giant panda bear.
Okay, there must be a way to pick this Nylock out from his face.
Oh, that was subtle. Did you see that? She just gave Mike a look and he turned around.
Hey, they're mirror images, right?
Yeah.
Maybe the fakes don't cast reflections. You know, like vampires.
Guys, I think I have the answer. Light sword. It's almost dark outside now. Its high-powered beam could shine through the Nylock's tricks.
Cool. So, I'm not 100% sure on this, but the title of the Sentai episode this is based on is the Runaway Light, or Runaway, yeah, I think the Run, or Lamp. And basically the kind of light Zord thing runs away. So that's probably why they're going to focus on him. Or it. Sorry. You're a little slow there, G. I will not lose this new job. No, I'm not afraid of the dark. I'm a security guard, a protector, just like a samurai. I have no fear, no fear at all. Especially with giant explosions happening pretty close. Oh. How did he find Spike there?
At least I was glad I found you.
Yes, I'm recharged. Now I'll freeze those Rangers out with my coolness.
Power up, LZ!
Hey!
Red Ranger, ready.
Ooh, dramatic. I like it. Wait, they have the lights, but the light sword wasn't making the light. Huh?
Fooling you? It's just too easy.
You're the one being fooled, Nylock.
Never underestimate a samurai.
We never give up. Let's show him.
Show? If you want a show, I'll give you a show.
Guys, change the plan. LZ is in charge.
How do you like that?
Guess our plan wasn't so bright.
We have to hang on until Light Sword is ready.
They should be able to see still the shadows. There's enough light for them to fight. Also, I was seeing shadows. Look at all the shadows you can see in that footage.
We're a great team, but it's time for you to shine, LZ. Let there be light.
Oh, it just gets rid of the mirrors. That's not at all what they were saying. Ooh, he broke the sword.
Way to go, Antonio.
Mia, you do the honors.
The black box.
Why?
Leave it to me.
I wonder if there's more meaning to this in the Sentai episode than just, hey, your turn. This is her second time of having the samurai mode, or super samurai, before Emily still has yet to have it. I'm thinking this was her first time using it, and a couple episodes ago was probably later. I don't know. I think we're seeing things out of order here, as far as what they're adapting, not the Power Ranger episodes. I am guessing we're not going to see the Gigazord, because this is supposed to be from an earlier episode I checked. We were in the 30s with the Gigazord. This is like episode 29 of the Sentai. So that's going to change how this goes. Maybe. They don't do that in a kid's show like this. Nice. Oh, you're saying a lot more than double. I'm still not a fan of it shooting these discs out of the crotch. It's just weird. Oh, someone else can be Shogun? Cool. I do like how they threw this in there, even though they haven't used the Bullzord or anything else, which is what unlocked the Shogun Mord, the mode. What's a Shogun Mord? Did he lose the security guard job?
Hi, how's it going?
Great! Well, not really.
Hey, I have an idea. How about you go offer that guy some help? I bet he'll pay for every fish you catch.
Because of all the money he's making? Wow.
You guys got the magic touch.
Not bad.
Hey! Yeah! Woo! I got one! Finally!
Hey, I was looking for this boo.
Wow, he had the comedy. I wasn't seeing that coming. So, how did she know that Antonio would pay for that? How does he have money to afford to pay for that? And since when does he ever need help with his fishing? Otherwise, not a bad episode. Actually, no, let me think about that for a second. Their whole idea of the shadow thing didn't actually work out. Because they had different shadows. The Zord just burned some of them out. So that was weird. Anyway. Alright, well, that's going to do it for this episode. Next time, we'll be watching the 10th episode of Power Rangers Super Samurai, entitled The Strange Case of the Munchies. That should be interesting. All right, so until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Toon True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by 2TrueFreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.